Okay, we are in Simi Kofiyot, Wap to the Ramah and Sivav. The good news is that we're finished with the rules of Kavua. Basically, I've covered the rules of Kavua, Dairais and Kvod Rabbana, which I know are confusing topics. We're now going to get into some details, some Halach Lamaisa, including this Ramah. And hopefully things will become a little more clearer as we make an attempt to have an understanding of what's happening. We learned the rules of Kavua Dairaisa, which I think by now we should be familiar with. And then last week, the rules of Kavua Darabanan. I would say that if you have something in a mixture, let's say a treif animal with kosher animals in a mixture, it's not bottle, it's a davar chashuv, a balchai, or for some other reason it's not bottle in the mixture. If you take one out, so it's still aser. Or if you took one out for another reason, if it was pirish once you know about the yisr shabai, we're afraid if you take it out, you're going to use it, that people, even if you take out one that's not the chaticha or l'schabed, we're afraid that people are going to take out ones that are aser. Basically, bottom line is, once it's a mixture that's aser, there's no din of called the parish meruba parish if you cause it to be separated. Nachamo. You have a mixture. You have a steak that's treif with a bunch of kosher steaks. So normally it would be batel. Bottle berayv, because the steak is a davar chashuv, it's not bottle. It won't help to be pirish one from the mixture, even though if you're pirish one, called the parish meruba parish, it's not going to help you because chazal or geyser that once it's in the mixture, being pirish doesn't help. That's essentially the din. There's a problem with this, which the Ramah here is actually probably intending to address. The din of nechbishinu denaidi. I mentioned to you last week that when you have a mixture of animals in the corral and you shechted one animal, you're not allowed to shecht its son the same day. And you don't know which one is the mother, which is the son. So they're all aser. Balchai is not batel. There's an eitzah there of nechbishinu denaidi memakim kiviyasan, which I told you last week, you throw a bunch of firecrackers into the corral and they all go running. So once they all run out of the kviyas, they're mutter. And that contradicts what we said here, that once it's aser, you can't pull one out. So the Ramah here is either intending to answer the kasha or is answering the kasha as a rule, and let's see what it says in the Ramah. This is the Ramon Sivav. Vahad Aser Mifrishay B'Miskaven. This, which when you have a mixture, if you take one out deliberately, it's Aser. Hainu Shulay Pirish Rak Ma'at V'Nishar Mitzas HaYisuram B'Mekayman. Like I said, you have a pile of steaks, one treifa steak and many kasha steaks. So if one is separated, the rest are there. If you're going to let him take the one that was separated, he'll take out more. Now listen to this kula. In this parashu kulam biyachad, not a single one remained in its original place. Somebody, if you throw a firecracker, the stakes are not going to run. So let's talk about Balei Chaim. So let's say the Balei Chaim, they all ran for their lives. They all ran out of the corral. Ubishasa kirasa and pirshu kitsasa. And when they all scattered, some of them ran in your direction. I said, Shapirshu was mutarim. The ones that came your way are permitted. So here we have an exception. When do we say, you don't say, called the parish, move a parish, by a chash of a thing, if something remained? But if they're all parish, they all got separated, or Somebody has one steak and many steaks, and the delivery guy came to make deliveries. You ran to Esther Rav. In the meantime, your delivery guy came and he took them all out of the butcher store and delivered some to one of 20 different stores in Flatbush. So now all of them were perish. So their mutter, rak shnayim ha'achrayim asurim. More tricky. We all separated. If you know which two will last, we'll have to talk about this. If you know which two, you get the video. You see which two he took out last. So then the last two are osur, because when you had two and you took out one, there's no right. And we'll get back to this.
Is he not the
mix
himself? Why
not
he mixes himself?
Are you allowed to do it lechatchila? Okay, so we're going to see in the shach. Let's see. Right now, we have here a kula. When by a davar chasha, don't you say called the parish meruba parish? When something remained, but if nothing remained, it's more parish, it's more mutter. There's no gezeira. Shach lamed zayin, in the beginning, explains this. Look at shach lamed zayin; he explains it well. Habach tomal psak zeh the kasher shenenu emes. Habach is very blunt. Enenu emes. It's not true. Bekam b'shulchan aruch. What in the world does the Bach want? The Vaday kan divrei harav amitiyim. The Rama is right. Harei harajba kosev lehedya. Pirshu kulam b'faneinu. If they were all pirish in front of us, havi kishalai b'faneinu. It's the same as if they were pirish not in front of us. V'avagad harajba loy kamer ela. Di'im nispazru di'eved. The Rajba doesn't say you're allowed to throw a firecracker in. He says, if it happened b'di'eved, ava osel l'fazer and l'chatchila, should not let it do it purposely. K'mosh osel l'ikach misham, mekomokai. Harei gam harav lo yizker kan shemuta l'fazer and l'chatchila, v'loi ka'omer al demifrisha and di'eved. Now we'll get back to Tezayim. While there you can throw the firecracker in deliberately. He's saying this din that we said, the Bach was matmi on this din, he didn't understand the Ramah. The Ramah doesn't mean it's mutl chatchila to spread them out. It means, like I said, you have one tray for steak and a bunch of kosher steaks. You went to ask the Rav. In the meantime, Shalai b'miskaben, the delivery guy came in and he delivered it all over the place. So it's b'di'evet, it was nispazru kulam. So here we have a din, an exception that it's mutter. That it's mutter. So we have to discuss why, which I'll explain momentarily, and discuss whether it's when it's mutter l'chatchila or when it's mutter b'diyev. Why is this mutter? You can start saying the logic, the gezeira was, because of the ones that remain, nothing remained. That's not what the Shach says. The Shach, in his Arichus here, says the following explanation. We learned in Shach Yudalin, in the big Shach, that you don't say kavua l'mafreya. Right, we had a case, the case we kept on talking about, where we think everything's kosher. And if the people did shopping, you discovered that something was treif. Later, you discovered something was treif. The Ran said, you don't say kavua l'mafreya. Kavua is a chiddush. Ein lecha b'yela yosem echidushay. Ein lecha ela chidushay. And we don't say l'mafreya. If it was already separated, you don't say the rules of kavua. The Shach applies that here. He says kavua is a chumrah, and it applies only b'mekayimai, in the butcher store, or in the corral, wherever it is. It applies only there. Once it was nispazer, once it was separated, not deliberately, it was separated, not deliberately, it's a b'di'evet, it was already separated. The rule of kavua doesn't apply. Kavua is b'mekayimai, but if everything was separated, there is no mekayimai, then that's not the case that the Torah talked about. So what the Shach is saying is, don't start with Svaris, not Svaris. Kavua is Xeris HaKasav, and it applies only when there's a real Kavua. Now here, the whole thing is a Drabanan, because the din that a Dova Chashav is not Batal is a Drabanan. Right? The whole din in the first place is really a Drabanan. That's a Drabanan that's not Batal. And called the Parish, we go basa the ikker din. The kol de parish is meruba parish. Kavua is no good. But ein lechabayis emichidushay. And only when it's b'mekaymai, then it's said, if everything was spread out, Shalom al Yisrael, we're in good shape. There's no rule of kavua. Once the kavias is destroyed, everyone left, there's no kavua. Okay, this is pshat, the shach's pshat in this Ramah, and we're going to work with the shach. The Taz seems to disagree on two counts. The Taz says it's mutal l'chatchila, and the Taz says the rule only applies to balechayim, living animals that run on their own. Both of which this shach disagrees with. The shach says only mutal b'di'evet, and applies to everything. So to avoid confusion, we'll go with the shach. The Chochmas Adam says like the shach, and therefore we're going to work with the shach that we have here a rule that kol kavua kemetz ametz adami applies when the kaviyah still exists. If all of them were totally parish, then it's everything was already parish, then there's no kavua, and everything that was parish is mutter except the last two. Very hard to figure out what it means, the last two. If the delivery man delivered everything. That's what it says. Now, would this apply to a derashidik kaviyah? The Ramah doesn't say it. The shach seems to be talking even by a derashidik kaviyah, because remember, there's din of bittel, and then there's din of kol deparish. This is not in bittel, it would be batel min ha-Torah, but there's a davar chashiv le-batel. Now, once you take away the din bittel, it's a separate shayla of kol deparish, which seems to go with the rules of the deraisa. That's what it seems. Now, I don't want to confuse them more than this. We're going to stay with the Shas Pshat.
When does the Kavua
Okay, so we're going to talk about this. If it applies, well, you know, we took a Shechav test. We'll see an example. The question is, if they all move to the truck, whether that's called, there's a bir halacha that I'm going to learn that says no. As long as they stayed in a group, we're going to learn a Shechav test. I'm going to get to Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim. We'll get to that. Now here is where I want to just add a nekuda. The Shas says it's only b'di'evet. Ramah's Lashon is b'di'evet. Why in Simita Zayin is it mutal l'chatchila? Why b'nichbi? There are two places. By Oisev Espinoi, you're allowed to scatter them l'chatchila, nichbi shinu denayin. Throw in the firecrackers, let them run. And again in Simin Nun Zayin by Drusa. Drusa is when a animal that claws got into the barn, he clawed one of the animals, which is it's called a Drusa, and now it's mixed with the other ones. So it would be possible to do a bedika, we'd be baidik, if the clawing made it inside the animal, but we don't know. A Drusa is treif, it's a dabal chai is not bottle. Ich b'shinu denaydi, you scatter them, and it's mutter. Why in those two cases is it mutter? Well, one is asr.
You know that one's asr also?
Everything's up. What do you mean? If you're nechbishinu or without nechbishinu? After nechbishinu. Oh, if it's an ID, you mean the rule of the last two should apply? The rule of the last two should apply there as well. Does it say it there? I don't think so, but I don't know why. So I'll tell you, I'll add. I'm afraid to go from one thing to the next. But the Chochmas Adam says the rule of the last two is only when there is a last two. If they all scatter together, then there's no rule of the last two. What? Perhaps. But only this one, the Kuda. But I don't know. Let me again, let me just speak out. There's the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, Kedarka B'Kaydish, says the Shach is wrong, the Taz is wrong, I have a new pshat. I can't deal with it. You know, we're learning this an hour a week. Explain why the shach is wrong, taz is wrong, the achas of shat, so I don't want to use that. But there's a nekuda the Aruch HaShulchan says that we could use. The Aruch HaShulchan says, when are you allowed to do it l'chatchila? When the Isser itself has an element of suffik. When something's vada Isser, you have a tray for steak and kosher steaks, a tray for steak. The Shas says that's not mutar lechatchila. In the case of Aisei Vespinai and the case of Drusa, the Isurim are, in a sense, are not Vadei Isurim. Drusa, certainly. You knew which animal it was, you could be Vaidik it. Where? Okay, good. What the Shas says, when it's Asa Mitam Safik, then you're allowed to do it lechatchila. When the Isur is Asa Mitam Vadei, then the Shach is right, you can only do a B'diyev. Now, he's asking, but Isaiah Spinoza is no Safik. So the way the Shach says is the following. You have 100 animals. You're not shechting them all today. You want to shecht a few today.
It takes
all the day. I hear. It's a Dov Shesha Matirin also. Which is another reason it shouldn't. See, Isaiah, the Dov Shesha Matirin is the equal of in the din of Bittl. It's not Bottle. But not a din of called the Parish Maruba Parish. So the point is, he says, is that when he allowed to do it, when it's a Safik, Isis Benay is not a Safik. Whichever one it is Vadei Asa today. But he says it's like a Safik Isser, because you're going to shech these 100 animals over a few days. There's not Vadei going to be an Isser happening. Because the ones you shech tomorrow are not going to be Vadei Isser. It's not as if you sign a call to parish on every one, there'll be a Vadei Isser happening. No. Since the Isser is limited in time, he calls that like a Suffolk Issa. And he says, by Saikis it's Mutter. So that might be the answer for the Shach, Anich B'Shinu Denaydi.
The first day you have to shut
one.
What?
So he's saying, even the one. He's saying, even the one. That's also true, and that really says Zion when you title it in one, but he's saying that the Isser is not an Isser Barer, and therefore this rule applies. Now, what I want to do, we have to remember to finish the Ramah, but I want to do is jump to an application of these rules. It's something which I remember the first time I learned it many years ago, and I had to read it two or three times till I couldn't believe my eyes. Simin Shinchav Tesiv Beis Hilchis Bikuach Nefashis. There are two dinim in this sif. The first, everyone's going to feel good about. And the second, if you're like me, is going to puzzle you. Now listen to this. Ein holchim bebikuach nefesh acha harayv. Beautiful. Bikuach nefashis, we don't go on raiv, we're not machmir based on raiv. Bikuach nefashis, we try to save a life no matter what. Afilu, hayetest ayvdei kachavim v'yisrael echa b'chatzah. You have 9 goyim and 1 yid standing in a yard. Upirish echad mehen lechatzar acheres v'nafal olav sham apaylis. So you know that in this building there are goyim. You have an apartment house. You know there are 9 goyish families and 1 Jewish family in the apartment house. You see someone walk out of the apartment house and a building collapses. A wall collapses on him. So you would think called the parish Merubah parish. He's a guy. It can't be Michal Shabbos. No. Mefakhin. You dig. Kivon shenisha kviyas arishim b'mekaymai. Since the apartment building is around, the kviyas is there. Chashvin olay kemechza al mechza. Now, normally mechza al mechza is sub derisus l'chumra. Here, mechza al mechza means you have to try to save his life. So this first halacha, it's a feel-good halacha, right? Everyone agrees, everyone understands. You can have 100 goyim and 1 yid. And 1 human being, we don't know if it's a guy or a yid, went somewhere and the building collapsed on him, Yechal Shabbos. Even though Bas arrive, you would say that he's a guy. But listen to the next din. Avo. In Nekru Kulan, if they all walked out, everybody walked out of the building. They made an alarm that the building's going to collapse. Everybody walked out. And when they all ran out, everyone ran out of the building in different directions. You see, 1 human being going to another chatzar, v'nafal alav, and a building fell on him. You can't try to save his life. You can't mechal Shabbos to save his life. Kivat shenekar kaviyas arishin v'mekaymai. I mean, it's called a parish meruba parish. Very technical din. The statistical odds haven't changed. You have an apartment building with 9 Gaisha families and 1 Yiddisha family. If one person walked out and a building collapsed on him, you're Mechal Shabbos. If all 10 walked out, and one of them walked in a certain direction and a building collapsed on him, bang, when that Machal Shabbos called the Parish Meruba Parish. So what happens if all 10 walked into one chatzar? That's what you asked before, if the delivery man put all the meat in one place. So the Bir Halacha brings that if they were all Pirish into one new chatzar, it's a continuation of the old Kvias. And it continues. Pirshu Kulam Derech Chad Chatzar. They all went out to one place, that's called Kavua. I assume it's the same thing. A delivery man took all the meat and put it into one truck. That's a continuation of the kriyas. Once you deliver it to different places, then
it's been bottled. Once it moved out, it's finished.
So what the Bir Halacha brings from Rashi and Yuma is that if you take the whole group and you transplant them to a second place, that's a hemshach of the kriyas. That's what he says.
Yeah, they ran out of the building.
Yeah, they scattered, like Mishinu Denaidi, they scattered all over the place. So you have to know, the Shach, and this long Shach says, that when they scatter, that's the animals scatter. In the evening, they're all going to come back to the corral. That's what animals do. He says, it doesn't matter. The fact that afterwards they're going to come back doesn't change anything. Once it's scattered, it's already mutter.
It's Shach Lamentai.
So coming back together doesn't matter. If they moved as a group into a different place. You're in a wedding hall, there's a chuppah. And then everybody walks into the next room. Okay, usually it's all yidden. But you have some type of a reception. It's mostly gayim, a few yidden. They're all first in the reception hall, and they all walk into the dining room. It's the same kvias. If they all leave the building, and they leave in different directions, then that's parish. And we said called the parish Meruba parish. And this halacha remains. It's a very confusing. It's a very shi gemara. It's a problem. It's a problem in Havana. And it really, it's kamada b'fer shi gemara. I'll tell you what the gemara is. Gemara says in halachim b'pikuach nefesh acharayv. Keitzad, you have a group of people. One is pirish, even it's raiv gayim yimchal shabbos. Meisvei, Abraisa says the other way. And for the Gemara, Had the Pirshu Kulam, Had the Pirshu Miktsasan. If they were all Pirish, is one din, somewhat Pirish is another din. Now here's where it gets amazingly confusing. Which is more Kula din, Pirshu Kulam or Pirshu Miktsasan? The Shulchan Aruch goes with the Rosh and the Ramban. The Pirshu Miktsasan is the Kula, the Kvias remains. And Pirshu Kulam is bad news. Now Rashi says the opposite. Rashi says Pirshu Kulam is Lakula. Pirshu Miktsasan is Lachumra. For reasons you'll learn Rashi and Taisis, you'll see. It's Yuma Pei Dalet Amud Beis, Pei Hamad Aleph. So it becomes an extremely confusing sugya. Well, gratefully, the Shulchan Aruch only brings one Shita, the Rosh and the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch says this rule. So let's just think it through again. There has to be a special kula here. The language is Enochim Gothnech arrive. It can't be the regular dinim. So listen to where I think the lumdis applies. You have 10 people in a building. 9 Gayim, 1 Yid. Yeah, that's the same as you have 9 butcher stores in town. Here you have a building with 9 apartments. Right? One apartment is Jews, 9 apartments are Gayim. Okay, in scenario that we had earlier, you have 10 butcher stores in town. 9 are kosher, let's say, and 1 is treif. Now, 1 second. Yeah, because here, mechtzah, mechtzah is l'kula. Over there, mechtzah, mechtzah is l'chumra, so you need a keskul. But anyway, you have 9 and 1. Now, what do we say about the butcher stores? It depends. If a person went into one of the stores and took it out, that's kavua. If the wind blew one out, or a bird took one out, or they didn't know any problems, they took it out, that's called parish. Okay. So my question is this. When you have 10 apartments, and someone goes out, he's not asking the shayla. He knows if he's a yid or a guy. I'm that solar guy. I'm the one asking the shayla. Am I allowed to be matzel? How do I look at the person who walked out? Do I look at him like a piece of meat? He's a chefza. He's a chefza. He's an object that was removed. I didn't remove him. So me'ikar adin, it would be called a parish meruba parish. And it would be a guy. So we have here a chiddush that pikuach nefesh u'meikel. Do I look at it? Or maybe I should look at it. No, he's not a piece of meat. He's not a chefza. He's a gabra. He's a person who took him out of the apartment house. It's a human being who took him out. If a human being is out, then that's kavua meikar adin. So the issue is, how should I look at this din when a human being goes out, but he's not the one asking the shaila. I'm the one asking the shaila. Do I look at him as a chefza, as a piece of meat? When he left, he knew who he was. The suffix is my suffix. I don't know what he is. And then, mi'ikar adin, according to the rules that we had here, I would say called a parish. If that's the case, this is a special kula, ein ocha b'chot nefesh achar harayv. Rashi says, Mishaburin, Zegzeris, Chasa, the Chai Bohem, that we make. Or, maybe say no, maybe look at it, that he's a Gavra, he's a person who went into a store and took out the piece of meat. In this case, he went into the apartment house and one person came out. And I don't know which person came out. That's Kavua Mikaradin. Called Kavua Kamel Tzamechzadami. Now, by meat, Safik Trefis will machmir by Mechza Mechza. By Koch the Fashis will makel. If so, this is the ordinary, regular, old din. That special din of Enoch Mukh Nefash Harayv. A special halacha here. It goes with the regular rules. Except that when it's Mechza Mechza, we'll makel by Koch the Fashis.
If a guy takes a piece of meat from one of the stores and grabs it from the street, is that Sukkavor?
That's parish.
That's parish.
That's parish.
So over here, in this case, most of them are dying. So the person who's going to have him is a
gabra.
Give me a gosher
gabra.
So you have at least a suffix. What's the suffix?
I have a suffix if.
It's a gabra.
So play it out. So then what? So the person took one out. I want to be Michal Shabbos on the Tzad Tzayid. It's a funny thing. I'm going to say, on the tzad is a yid.
And it's
on the tzad it's a yid. Then it's a case of kavua. On the tzad it's a yid, it's a case of kavua. There's something warped about the thinking. I'm not sure what it is, but it's keshrei too. That works well. That works lakula. Because I want to be mekel, because it's a yid that was pirish. If it was a guy that was pirish, so then it's called a pirish. So. Okay, maybe that's the kula. I don't know. So I'll tell you how we'll deal with it. The halacha is pretty clear. It's a very beferish halacha here. The shaila, of course, comes up when there's a car accident on the streets. You don't know if it's a yid or a guy. So what do you do now? You have a car accident on the streets on Shabbos. You don't know if it's a yid or a guy. Could you mechal Shabbos? There are plenty of Jews who are driving on Shabbos. What?
Would be a Jewish area. Would be something.
Well, if it's Rav Yidden, then it's for sure good. If it's Rav Gayim, what do? I don't think Ocean Avenue is Rav Yidden. Maybe it is Rav Yidden. I don't know. What? Not in the cars? Okay, if you have somebody who had a heart attack in the middle of the street, you also don't know if it's Yidden or a guy. So the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. You have to go to Achrei Nishas Svar, and the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. Let's go to the Mishnah Berurah and see what he says. What? So it's a separate cheshbon. There might be mutter mishum eva. But if I'm a doctor and I'm just Shabbistic and I'm walking down the street, there's no eva, no one knows. If I just make a right turn and go down the other street, there wouldn't be eva. Now, what?
Okay. If you don't know there's insurance, you definitely.
If you don't know, you'll be covered. That's true. That's true. Okay. All right, I'm going to read the end of the Mishnah Berurah first, and then I'll go back to the beginning. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Vav says, "V'ninsa b'derech, v'roif ha'ayvrim oivdei galilim, l'kuli alma azlina basaruba." He says you have to be machmer. He says in Nimtza Bederech, you find a person on the road. V'roiva oivrim oivdei kechavim l'kuli almas nina basarupa. 1 minute. Why? Why? There are people still in their house. So let's go back. The psak, Mishabura's psak is absolutely clear. He says in Nimtza Bederech, v'roiva oivrim v'kulam l'kuli almas nina basarupa. Okay, now let's see. We have another case. Okay, till today we're talking about meat and animals and mixtures. Today we're talking about people. So we talked about the case of Chilul Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah brings another case of people. Mishnah Berurah is Sivkat Nevavim, starting from the beginning. Ayim Beven Ezer Simin Dalid, Sif Lamed Dalid. Tinik Shenimtza Be'ir Shuru Ba'akum. You have an abandoned child who's found in a street that's in a city that's Roiv Gayim. What's our Shaila? How do you look at this child? Do you say Kemechza Mechza? He might be Jewish. What do you say? Call the parish Meruba parish. That's a Shaila. So the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Mechalin Alavas HaShabbos. Why? It comes from Mekfias. We just said an apartment house, one person walks out, you're Machmer, you're considered a Jew. Kivan. The bechol yoyim v'yoyim parshin kulan v'makeim kiviyusan as lina basa harayv. It's the mechaber shita. V'ra machleis mechaber rama. Mechaber says, in a city, everyone gets up and walks out of his house. It's not like the case of the collapsed building where you're looking at a specific moment. Here, you're talking about a baby you found in the street. At some point today, this baby was taken out of his kviyas. Everybody in the city wakes up in the morning and leaves his kviyas. Everybody, almost everybody. And therefore, we go basarayv. There remains no kviyas behind. And we just said, if no kviyas remains, you go basarayv. That's a mechaber shita, consistent with shinchav test.
Even though it's not in one place.
You found a baby in one place. Well, you? Even though everyone's separated all over the place, right.
Well,
that's what the Mechaber said. The Mechaber said, in Nekru Kulam, if in the apartment house everybody scattered, and one of them, a building fell on him, you have to be Machmir. Okay, but it's consistent. You want to say a difference, but it's consistent. Again, the Mechaber is consistent. Everybody's in a place to start, everyone scatters, so we say, call the parish Meruba parish, and it's a guy, it can't be Mechal Shabbos. Ramah Polik Sham. The Rama argues, "Sfira lei mafachon al v'sagal." The bnei ha'ir chashivi kikvi. The people in the city are called kavua. Everyone has his house, and when you look at people in the city, it's called kavua. V'dami ladina dahacha, and it is like here. V'das agra ki haramot. So everyone agrees to compare it to shenchav tes. How do you compare it? The mechaber shita is that they all left Ekvias, and this baby is Basarayv, is a guy. And the Ramah Shita is, no, in a city everyone has Ekvias, and the baby is Mechza Mechza, Safik Yehudi, Safik guy. So you gotta be Mechal Shabbos to save his life. That's the Mechaber Ramah. So basically, when you have such a baby, the Sfaradim will consider him a guy, and the Ashkenazim will consider him Mechza Mechza 50-50. They're not all emptied at the same time, but in this case, we don't know when the baby left. It's not like a house where you know everybody was in the house and you see someone walk out.
But there's no time at which we can be sure that all the houses are empty.
So I think the Mechaber holds that in the morning, everybody leaves. And whoever house this baby was in, ever the people left, and everyone leaves. Or Ruba the Ruba leave.
They
can't. That's what the Mechaber means. So therefore what? Who are you asking? Mechaber or the Ramah? Therefore what? It's not Kavua. You're asking what Rav Yaakov asked before. That if a guy took him out, then it's parish. If a yid took him out, then it's kavua. Depends who took him out. It was a yid or a guy. I'm not sure how to handle with that. And we're being chayshish that a yid took him out. If a yid took him out, then that's kavua. Kavua is that it was there, and a yid took him out. The yid who took him out was not mesupik. It's very strange.
But is that the problem for the yid? For me, I don't know.
So that's the same question that Rabbi Yaakov asked before on the apartment house case. That if it was the guy who walked out, so then that's like pirish me'atzma. If it's the yid that walked out, then that's like yid was pirishim. I don't know how to handle with that. I don't know how to deal with it. I don't know. There has to be a special kula here. It says Eino v'neshach arayv. It's some special kula.
Is there a difference when things are kosher? It was treif in the store and treif outside. But a person's healthy inside. The whole stuff.
See, we're not judging if he's healthy. We're judging if he's a Jew or a guy. Is a Jew inside? Is a Jew outside? Is a guy inside?
Where is
he a Jew or a guy? Remember, the suffix is he a yid? Is he a guy? That's our suffix.
Rabbi, the suffix is not if the city is a kavua. Everyone in the city is that
a
kavua.
A city is we don't go up to a city. We go up to the homes of the city. Right? If a woman is mizana, she goes to the man's house, then it's kavua. If the man comes to her, then that's parish, even though he's still in the city. We're talking in the city. In the city, the kavua is their homes, and not the city. That's what I'm saying.
But what in the case of the apartment house, as well as I know that the Jew that lives there is a traitor, he's a dasher. Very sick person.
With Michal Shabbos, even for Chayeshah, even for a guy who's, So at any rate, this is the surprising dinim of Shin Chav Tes. That again, that by Puach the Fashis, if the Kvias remains and something is parish, then what? Mechal Shabbos. The Kvias remains and one is parish Mechal Shabbos. If the people were Nechbashinu Denaidi, if the people were scattered, everybody left the Kvias, so then we're not Mechal Shabbos. Very similar to this Ramah. If everyone's scattered and there's no kviyas, then the kviyas is gone. And if the kviyas still exists and one was parish, then we say, kokavua kemetza mechzadami. That's the din. Now, how you analyze the comparison, like I said before, depends on how you look at the person being parish. But to remember it, what we're learning today is, there's a rule called nechbishinu denaydi. If the entire kviyas is scattered, so we have two dinim. The Ramah's din by Yeridaya. If they all scatter and one of them comes your way, you can take that animal and treat it like kosher. It's called a parish meruva parish if it's scattered. And then the second din in Shechav Tes, that when the kviyas is gone and everyone's scattered, you also go basarai, but here you cannot be Mechal Shabbos since right people here are Goyim. You cannot be Mechal Shabbos for this person. Peladikachum, you have a building, you have 40 yidden and 60 gayim, or even 51 gayim and 49 yidden, and they're having some kind of meeting, and everybody leaves, and they're all parish, and one walks out, and the building collapses, so you're stuck. You can't mechal Shabbos for him. And if you have one yid and 10,000 gayim, and they're still there, and only one person walked out of the building, and the building collapses, you could be mechal Shabbos. That's what comes out. It goes with the rules, the way they're set up in Shulchan Aruch, but it's a chiddush.
In the case that's in the case of the accident, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Why didn't we say that's called kavur? The cars here, the accident here, why isn't it called kavur? Like a house, apartment building, that's called kavur.
Because kavua means in the place where it's nicker. Remember? Kavua is when the butcher store is nicker and something came out. Kavua is when the animal was originally nicker in the kvias, now I can't recognize it. It was originally nicker in the kvias, and now it's separate. In the apartment building, there's kavua. You know they're goyim, and otherwise not. Okay. It's not nicker but makayimai, then there's no kavua. Okay, yeah. So I said, I don't know how to handle with the Shiloh, because there are two possibilities. That a Jew took it out, in which case we're being done, the person who took it out, or a guy took it out. I don't know how to answer the question. I can refer you to the Binas Adam Chof Aleph and Chof Beis, who's Ma'ar Chof Aleph on the Rambam Rosh Hashita, and Chof Beis on Rashi and Taisis. I guess Rashi and Taisis we're not dealing with, so So Chaf Aleph, maybe you get some clarity. It's not something that I understand. Okay, I don't know. If I don't know how to handle with it, it's not going to help me by confusing me some more. It's I don't know. You see, the point is, it doesn't matter which one was taken out. If a guy took it out, then it's Pirush Memeila. If he took it out, then it has a dinim of kavua. So it doesn't matter which one he took out; it's going to have dinim of kavua. It'll be mechtzal mechtzal. If a guy took it out, it's like Pirush Memeila. It's like a piece that just fell out of the mixture. And he goes Masarav. So the fact that the guy could have taken either one is true. And if he could have taken it, it's true. Still, it should depend on the taker outer and the person who took it out. L'chayra. But isn't that the halach of kavua? That if a bird took it out, then it's called a parish. If a yid went into the store and took it out and doesn't remember which store he went into, that's kavua. So what do you do with Sachve Kavua? I don't know. You have a four that Kavua that falls into Taruvis is Ice Kavua. I think Kavua is by definition the case of Safik. And in the case of Safik, you have a dinner of Kavua. All right, let's see the end of this Ramah. So again, we learned today the din of Nechmishinu Denagi, of Nispazu Kulam. Nispazu Kulam is a Kula in this case. Nispazu Kulam in this Ramah is a Kula that you can go Basarayv. In Shilchavtes, it's a Chumra that you have to go Basarayv. And if it's Rayv Gayim, it can't be Mechal Shabbos. Mishtabura Paskind, that on the road, it's called Nispazu Kulam, and you have to be Mech. The end of the Ramah has an interesting Nidai. Vim nisarva tarnagailis treifa bikshairis. You have a chicken coop. You have one treifa chicken and many kosher ones. Vinimsa beya beinehem. You found an egg. Now the question is, if the egg came from the treifa animal, then it's treifa treifa. If the egg came from the kosher animal, then the beya of a kosher is kosher. So what do you do now? Now, here it's interesting. A tarnagailis is a balchai, it's not bottle. So the chicken with the other chickens is a davar chashuv, it's not bottle. The egg itself, presumably, is not a davar chashuv. According to the Ramah, said only the shiva dvarim chashuvim advarim chashuvim, not kol shetaka limnais, whatever. An egg is not a davar chashuv. Do you judge the egg, or do you judge the chicken from which the egg came? Well, what comes first? The chicken or the egg? How do you deal with the shayla? The Ramah says, "Nisartav does treifa b'ksheres nimtza beya beinayim habeya mutaris." Avakav the tanagel chashuv v'loy misbatlin lagabe beya aslina basaruba lagabe the egg. The egg is not. There's no din of kvod derabanan. There's no din of kvias by things that are mixed out, and therefore it's muta. The reason is simple: when you have a lot of chickens and one is treif. And what was Pirish Menela? We said you can't be Mater once you know the Issa, you can't be Mater what was Pirish, because maybe he'll go back and take another one. By the egg, there's no Gezeira. If you can let him take the egg, he'll go back and take a chicken. So that much we're not guys. So the egg, which was Pirish Menela, I mean the chicken laid the egg. So the egg which was Pirish Menela, the Ramah says, is that it's Mutter. And that's a simple enough din. This is the question. Why did the Ramah say a case, you have one tray for chicken and many kosher, and you can't tell which is tray for which is kosher, and now you find an egg. Even if you could tell which chicken is tray and which ones are kosher, if you find an egg, it's the same suffix. No. Question really is, why the Ramah picked on a case where the chicken is again, you have 20 chickens, 19 are kosher and one is treif. So Ramah says, if the one treif mixed in, So in the Sarva Tanis Trefa Biksheirais, a Trefa Tanagam is our kosher ones, and now you find an egg. So he says that you can go bus arrive. What's the difference if the treif got mixed with the kosher? Even if you could tell which one's the treif, and you could tell which is the kosher. If you find an egg, you don't know from which one it came, it should be the same thing. But the whole part is, we're not geyser on that if you let matter the egg, there'll be matter the chickens. There's no gezeira in the second gezeira. So they, what it says is, we're not geyser the egg, the chickens are to the eggs. Reb Chaim is saying, we're just. So the Chazanish says, like you're saying, if the chickens would be noticeable, that would be like stores, where the store is recognizable, and other stores are not recognizable, and you don't know from which store it came. That would be like a kavua mamish. It says that would be like a kavua mamish. It would be coming from one store. The store is the chicken. The chicken laid an egg. That's what the Chazanish writes in Simon Lamed Zayin Sivkot Yud Ches. Not such a dove pashit. It doesn't work out so perfectly well, but that's what he says.
The chickens are moving all the time.
Chickens are moving. Sometimes the treifus you could tell by looking at the chicken. They might be missing, he might have a broken bone in a way that's treif. So in such a case, he says that would be kavua, and that's the way he says. The last question Chavis Das here asks is what happens. So now we're going, the chickens are mixed out. You find an egg. Why say you find an egg? What if you see a chicken lay an egg? Like you have 20 chickens. One is treif, 19 are kosher, not recognizable. So he says, the Ramah says, Nimtza Beya. If you found, what's he say? Nimtza Beya Beinayim. Why Nimtza Beya? Even if you see a chicken lay an egg, it should be the same thing. What do you say to that? Now she has to see a chicken lay an egg? Okay. Maybe. It's a case of Shkia. You don't have his das, not going to say a terrorist like that. I remember, you know, there's a Taravadas story about Reb Yaakov. Reb Ruven said the highest shiur in Taravadas. And when he became very busy with Sachet Tzibur, he said somebody else has to say a daily shiur. He switched to a once a week shiur. And that's when Reb Shraga Feivel brought Reb Yaakov from, you know, I think he was in Canada then, to say the shiur. Reb Yaakov's shiur, Reb Yaakov was a glatta mensch, very glatta shiur. He didn't make with the populum and the lumdis, that's the style. So one day he was up to the sugya, there's a sugya of the goats that jump on a table, the Gemara talks about a kama, so Reb Yaakov is the kasha. See, his teretz was, weist ois, that goats don't jump on such tables. That was his teretz. You know, his teretz was, goats don't do it, and that's why that's a teretz. So they told this over to Rav Sheps, this great of Racha. You have to know Rav Sheps. I'm afraid to say this over because you have to know the person. But Rav Sheps said, "Metazelach etirutzim gate mitzvah gehenim." That's what he said. "Azelach to zokman in gehenim." That's what he said. You know, I'm the shiteret. Goats don't jump. That's not a teret. And he was furious. Yes, Rav Shraga Feivel had to bring in a new Rosh Hashiva. That's when he brought in Rav Elia Chazan to say the blood shear. Rav Yaakov said, I think the Eredeya shear, the Cholin shear. So he switched things around. But that was like the Makkah B'Patish. Like a terrace like that. So, our good friend, Rabbi Rachmiel, is in Rabbi Yaakov's camp. He says, why doesn't it say the chicken laid egg in front of us? It's not common. Who sees chickens lay eggs? So, chaps on a case where you found the egg. It might be a true terrace. But Chavis Das doesn't go with those surutsim. He had no Rav Sheps. Rav Sheps used to scream in the basement all the time. He was famous. There was a famous mice that had happened when I was in the yeshiva. They were learning the sugya of Kol Yetzim and Atame Tame, Kol Yetzim and Akasha Kasha. They were learning the sugya that the Gemara says if a horse gives birth to an animal and it looks like it has split hooves and it chooses cud, it's still treif. Or if a cow gives birth to a horse and it doesn't have split hooves, it's still kasha. Kol Yetzim and Akasha Kasha. So if somebody was having a hard time with it. So Rav Sheps sat smacking a little bit smedrish by the Ahmed, and he tells the person, Oy, my mom is a fair, vos bin ich. Sorry if you don't understand Yiddish. My mother's a horse, what am I? So I wasn't going to answer. So Hashem's got agitated, as he always did. And he starts screaming at him. Oy, my mom is a fair, vos bin ich. Beis Medrash got very quiet. Okay, anyway, getting back to what we're at, the Chavos Das. Chavos Das is a Lom D'Sheteretz, which has to do with the old Shmaitzim. Again, what's the kasha? You have one tray for chicken and 19 kosher chickens. And one chicken lays an egg. You find the egg, it's mutter. If it lays the egg in front of us, Bais Medrash says, so why? But if it lays in front, we can't tell which is a tray. Says this goes back to the old Shmaitzer with the Taz and the Kudas HaKesef. We had the Shaila, if half an animal is Parish and half an animal is Kavua, could we say, call the Parish, move the Parish, that is Mutter, and call Kavua, Kamel Samech Tzedam. The Taz's Shita was, and the Beis Hillel's Shita was, you can't split an animal. You can't say, this one's Mutter and this one's Asi, you can't do such a thing. So according to that Shita, Zakta Chavos Das, the same thing. If a chicken lays an egg in front of us, we can't say the chicken's still treif. Because Balei Chayim are not bottled. So one treifa with 19 kosher is still treif. The chicken is treif. You can't make the chicken treif and the egg kosher if you know which chicken laid the egg. It's like two halves of one behemoth. Zakta Chavos Das, at least like the Taz, that's good. So it's very good why it didn't chap that it laid it in front of us. Because if it lays in front of us, you can't split. Just like his sheet is, you can't split an animal in two. You can't split the chicken from the egg. You can't make one din for one and one din for another. That's just the Chavos Das of Gimel. What? Now for us, it's not a problem. No, we say call the parish move. All the chickens are treif masafik, but not because we paskin. We when we say all the chickens are treif, we know that some are kosher. Yeah. And that's not the issue. We know there's a kosher chicken in the mixture. Masafik, we can't have it. We're saying that kosher chicken, which we don't recognize anymore, laid this egg. Now lamaisa, we can't eat any of them. But it's not because there's a psak. The psak is you can't eat any of them masafik. Seems if you can't point to one, that doesn't apply. Okay. What? Lamekel, it's not the Chavos. Yeah, Chavos Das is answering like the Taz. According to Chavos Das, it's Teretz, right. Okay. Right, so it's like two halves of a chicken. It's a chicken and it's egg. If the chicken is kosher, the egg is kosher. The chicken is treif, treif. So since we have to pass in the chickens also, we can't pass in the egg as much. All right, I'd like to start with Zion. What we're left with in Kuf Yud, and it's, as you can see, a very complicated simon. We're left with three more sifim, I believe. With some miscellaneous dinim and siftes is svek sveka. All right, let me introduce Siv Zion, and we'll get to it in Yitz Hashem. This is a sugya called Talinon. Okay, it's a sugya in Zvachim Daf Ayin Dalet. Might sound vaguely familiar. You up to Ayin Dalet yet? Zvachim Ayin Dalet, you up to it? Okay, there was a case in Zvachim and Daf Ayin Dalet. Rather, that perik is a... It's a Geshmaka Perik in the Prokem Zvachim, which all the Gzeres HaKosos, it's just very hard. There was one Perik that has to do, was it the eighth Perik, that has to do with Bittl. With an animal, a Bema, a Kachin gets mixed with other animals. Anyway, there is a case in the Gemara where you have a Tabas, Shalavai Dezara, that got mixed in with other rings. You have a ring that's also Bahana, Shalavai Dezara, it becomes mixed in a Taruvus with others, in a case in which it's Chashiv and it's not Batl. There's a din of Talinon. Now, I want to explain the din of Talinon in two steps. The less complicated first, and the more complicated second. We'll go a step at a time. The main din of Talinon is Simin Kuf Yud Aleph. Not here. The main din of talinon is the following din. When you have a mixture, one in one, let's say, you have one kasher thing and one treifa thing, and you have two pots. Let's say I have a kasher piece of meat and a treifa piece of meat. And I have two pots cooking on the stove. Kasher meat and treifa meat. The old stoves. Goyim cook, Yidden cook. And one fell into one and one fell into another. So there are two possibilities. Kosher fell into kosher and kosher fell into treif. Right? Treif fell into kosher. There's a halacha that by an issa d'rabbanan talinan lahakum. By issa d'rabbanan you could say the tray fell into the treif and the kosher fell into the kosher. Not only that, nafalech liyam. Have a mixture, and one of them fell into the ocean. I could say the one that fell into the ocean is the one talinan lahakel, the one that was neva, the one that's gone, is the bad one, and that's a din of safik drabon lakula, which makes sense to everybody. Safik drabon lakula and talinan, we're always talinan.
One and one.
You have to come up with the exact case, but whatever the case might be, that would otherwise be aser. We're being made called that Talina Lakum. That's Simen Kuf Yud. Simen Kuf Yud is by Nisa Dairaisa. A Dairaisa. We don't say Talina by Dairaisas. By a Dairaisa, where Isser got mixed, not one into one, one into many. Mina Taira Beruba Batal. Yabesh Biyabesh Batal Barai. It's not Batal because it's a Dabar Chashuv. That din that it's a davar chashiv is itself a din derabbanan. So the Shulchan Aruch is going to say talina lakula, even though the isser is an isser deraisa. Since the situation in the mixture is a situation which is a derabbanan, I might think you go bosa the ikashayla, which is deraisa. No, still we're going to say talina lakula. If nafal echa mehem liyam, we are going to be talina lakula. We're going to say the one fell to the yam was the Isser, and the one that remained was the Heter. You have to realize the tremendous Chiddush. In Sif Vav, we said if you have a Taruvis, it's not Batal. And one of them was Pirish Memela, and it came to your house. Yeah? You have a mixture, and one, you weren't Pirish, it, a bird was Pirish, and it came to your house. You say the one that was Pirish is the Mutter one. You can use it now. Came to your house, the one that Pirish is Mutter. So a bird took it out of a mixture, dropped it in my kitchen. It's mutter. He said, "Kol parish meruba parish." It's not in the kviyas. It was pirish memela. However, if the bird took the same one instead of dropping it in my house, dropped it into the ocean, then we say the one he took was the isser, and everything else is mutter. It's a chiddush. When it comes to me, it's mutter. The din of talinan is when it goes le'ibud. When it goes le'ibud, it gets ruined. So I have here a chiddush of talinan. Lakula, that would title Lakula. And, Mela, this can come back to answer the chicken leg kasha I started with last week, which I'll leave you in suspense till next week, and we'll come back to Sif Zayin.